Kids ages 5 to 11 will soon be able to get Pfizer's COVID vaccine, and federal health officials are urging parents to get children the shot. Vaccination rates still lag across the Gulf South. When it comes to uptake among 12 to 17-year-olds, some national studies show that white teenagers are being vaccinated more than black teenagers. But in the South, that's not the case. Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom has this story.
It's a Friday night in Mississippi, which means high school football.
And for the Madison Central Jaguars, number one, C.J. Barney.
The Mustangs from the city of Jackson are playing against the Jaguars in Madison County. The competing schools are just 20 minutes apart. One is predominantly black, and athletes are required to get vaccinated or tested regularly. The other, which is mostly white, doesn't have that mandate. Parents on the sidelines had a wide range of thoughts on that.
I want him to be safe.
Erin Phillips, who is black and vaccinated, said many people in her community have died of COVID, so she's glad there's a mandate.
Football is a full contact sport. You know, you're breathing hard, you're falling on each other, pushing each other. You know, I just wanted him to be more safe than without the vaccination.
Amy Palmer, who was there rooting for her grandson on the other team, says no one in her family is vaccinated. She says most people in her family got COVID and were okay.
So why get it? I mean, 5 to 11-year-olds is unnecessary.
Data acquired from health departments across the Gulf South show black teenagers are getting vaccinated at roughly 1.5 times the rate of white teenagers. But decisions are nuanced. Ken Ball is working the grill at the game. He's white and vaccinated. He got all his kids the shot, even though there's no mandate at their school.
My mom's a school teacher, and she's in her 70s. And what I don't want is my kids to kill my mom.
But he said he believes it should be up to parents. In fact, that was a common theme here. For most of the black parents, getting their kids the vaccine was a no-brainer, and they supported mandates. While many white parents didn't want to be forced, even if they did get their kids vaccinated. Politics and a sense of liberty do play a role in vaccinations in the South, says Dr. Anita Henderson.
A white mom. She wanted to talk about it. But what she told me was she and her husband were shamed for wanting to get their children vaccinated. But I haven't had that conversation with any of my black families.
Henderson is a Mississippi pediatrician and head of the state's American Academy of Pediatrics. She says black children are nearly 3 times more likely to die from a severe case of COVID-19 because of issues like underlying health conditions. There are also practical issues like childcare.
Getting vaccinated helps to keep kids in school. And so that may also be something that black parents are paying closer attention to, perhaps.
At the beginning of the vaccine rollout, black communities were under-vaccinated. Now, black residents are ahead of white residents in vaccinations across Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised by that.
Thomas LeVeast is a dean of public health at Tulane University in Louisiana. He's also on the state's health equity task force.
Much of the vaccine hesitancy in the black community has been around distrust.
LeVeast says health departments across the South consciously work to address that distrust. They worked with black churches and community leaders.
For whites, the vaccine hesitancy is more likely to be around a political identity. And if not getting vaccinated is a part of what makes up your sense of who you are, it's much harder to deal with someone's identity.
But he says the vaccination rate for black teenagers, though a win, is a small one, as vaccination rates across the Gulf South are still some of the lowest in the country overall.
So blacks are doing better, but they're still not doing as well as they should. Whites are dramatically underperforming, and it's a problem.
Some experts worry the gap could persist as 5 to 11-year-olds become eligible for the vaccine. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.